on the WGXC afternoon show on Wednesday, November 30th. Host Ron Diamonstein talked to Catskill Village President Vincent Seeley about a day in December, the second annual holiday event that is this Saturday, December 3rd, in the village of Catskill.
And it's the post office, and there's going to be some deep with Christmas music as well. Some of the great things that we've got are the King Brothers. Those of you who are listeners know that name. They were a great little act. Skill Letter, a magician, Victorian Strolls, which, you know, my kids, when I bring them down, that's their favorite. They just like to listen to them sing and run around. Storytelling at 1 o'clock. Catskill Settle is going to do spike maintenance tips, and if you can bring your bike down there. The Christmas movie is going to be Polar Express. That starts at 2. Bottle Shop is going to be the wine tasting. There's a cookie contest with judging Daily Mail, so bring down some cookies if you want to enter them in. Some dance demos, and the Treble Coraliers are going to sing for us. And I'll stop there and we'll talk for a second, but there's other free ways. It's a lot of great stuff going on that day.
Right, right. And you did mention, thanks, yeah. I'm not sure if you mentioned about the wine tasting. So, I mean, there's a lot of entertainment for the kids, but for the adults get a little something, too, in front of the bottle shop, yes, from 2 to 5 o'clock?
That's from 2 to 5 o'clock, yep. And they just left out the other, they brought out a great collection of friends, and you can taste and kind of go from there. It is something for everyone. It's, you know, definitely geared towards the kids, but it's just to have a nice day. You know, I like to use these type of events just for the networking. I bring my kids down there, but I wind up talking to other people I haven't seen since either high school or somebody I ran into last year, and it just provides that venue to just make it a community event and say, hey, how you doing? How's the holidays going? And I just think that's the purpose of these kind of events. It's not really all the things that happen there. That draws people there, but it's the atmosphere and the cultural experience that I want people to have in the Catskill.
Yeah, I can understand why you'd like that. I mean, I think it's quite important since there is a general perception that a Main Street in the town is occasionally bereft of a lot of street life. I mean, you know, there's this charge, and I think it's a legitimate charge at times. Simply, there's a lot of empty storefronts, and I mean, most people are going about their business and stuff. But there's not, you know, it's really good to bring a sense of community together. And to let people know that there's actually a really charming, picturesque, public boulevard right here.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I think it's important for people to know that the people that live here and visit here, you know, want to foster that feeling that when you come to the village and you come to Main Street specifically, that you're welcome here. You know, yeah, we definitely have too many storefronts that are empty. We definitely have too many buildings that are for sale, and you know, part of it I want to say is the sign of the times with the economy, but I'm not a type of person that's going to blame something on the economy or anything else. There's a lot of work that we can be doing, and two things I wanted to bring up during your show was,
okay,
we have two grand openings that morning. So 11 a.m. we have a greengrocer who is up the street by two stores up from the police station, and he's going to have, you know, local farm products, baked goods and things like that, and he's going to be open that day. We're having a ribbon cutting, so to speak, at 11 a.m. We'd love to have some folks join us. And then at noon, there is Sweet Sensations, and I actually just brought Tom a little sample from them. I'm here in your Capitol studio. I just brought him a little sample of some cookie dough that they whipped up down there, and they're going to have a grand opening at noon. So my point of bringing those up, not just to advertise that we're having those grand openings, but the storefronts are starting to fill. We've got a new pizza place coming in,
yes,
right?
Yes.
A couple stores down. But the investor and small business opportunities right now in the village are just sprouting all over the place, and people are taking advantage of the low rent and the low cost of these buildings. So I see us very quickly this spring.
You're cautiously optimistic. Yeah.
I am very cautiously optimistic, but I think with the energy behind, you know, your radio station and the people here putting the energy behind it and supporting these local businesses, we're going to make this work, and we're going to bring Catskill back to, you know, I think we had a high point 4 years ago. I think we're going to bring it back there. Now we've learned what doesn't work and what works. Now when we go into this new era, if you will, we'll be able to apply everything we've learned over the past couple of years and make it stick.
Okay, I'm hoping for that too. Obviously, as a resident of Catskill, it would be a really good thing. Definitely a change for the better. All right, so I want to thank you very much for joining us, for taking some time to talk about this, and we'll plug this away until Saturday, the second annual day in December, happening this Saturday, this 3rd of December in Catskill. A lot of activity from 12 noon to roughly about 5 p.m. With a couple of openings before that. There's some stuff at the public library that starts a little earlier. I know that they're having some sort of caricature as face painter, and there'll be a juggler, so there's activity even off of Main Street. But Vincent Seeley, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.